I have to admit, when I heard the Reverend Jesse Jackson was in town, my first thought was, what's Jesse Jackson doing running around Kolkata? This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. Reverend Jackson made the expected stops: Mother Teresa's grave, a school for poor children, a church. But then he headed to the IIM, the Indian Institute of Management, one of India's most coveted business schools, charged with minting the next generation of CEOs and COOs. When I heard he'd gone to IIM, I just had to find out what IIM made of him. Journalist Rahul Tandon, who reports for the BBC, was there. He says Jackson might be an odd choice to address India's capitalist future, but he is a big name.
India has a lot of money now. And so, you're going to see it. In some ways, we see it with pop stars. Aging pop stars come and perform here. So why not have aging politicians come and perform here?
He says it was a challenge, even if you are the Reverend Jesse Jackson.
It's really difficult to come in for a few days into India and try and understand the complexities of this country.
And Indians, too, have their own ideas about what it means to be black in America.
One guy stood up in a really nice young student and sort of had just seen Sidney Poitier's Guess Who's Coming to Dinner and seemed to have an impression that this was the way that American life was still being conducted.
Now sprinkle this cultural hodgepodge with a dash of old-fashioned bully pulpit preaching.
I think what I found most interesting was his sort of Baptist preaching style, where he sort of tries to bring in the audience, and it's not something that particularly works in India.
Siddhant Singh, a second-year student at IIM, says that it did take them aback.
He spoke about Jesus, which is interesting because this is not possibly the crowd for it. In the beginning, we were hesitant because he asked us to, chant with him. It was definitely a sermon of sorts.
Chanting might work in yoga class in Manhattan, but at IIM Calcutta, it was a little out of place.
Very simple refrains. It was, repeat after me, I am something. I matter.
Telling themselves they matter might be the least of young MBA's problems. But it's the next bit that was the real lesson, says Siddhant.
I matter and I have the potential to make an impact. I think we have speakers that coddle us, usually, that tell us you are the leaders of tomorrow and you're going to do amazing things. And we've had a lot of that since we started school. But the thing about Reverend Jackson was he came up with that and he said, you have a lot of power. And he didn't take, he didn't have a second's hesitation before translating that into, you have a massive amount of responsibility.
It is your challenge to move us from freedom to equality. Many of our freedom allies will not be our equality allies. Because equality means a fairer sharing of distribution and resources.
That seemed to be the reason he was there, why he was addressing us. This hypothesis that unless capital is, equally accessible, you cannot have genuine egalitarianism in society.
Siddhant says that was new for him and his classmates.
And people walked out, there was a fair amount of skepticism, but by the end of the address, a majority of the crowd was chanting along with him, I am, I matter, and I have the capacity to change things.
Rahul Tandon says as Jackson hopped into a big white car to leave, some guys outside the auditorium asked who he was.
And I sort of looked at them thinking, well, surely you might know. And then they said again, who is he? Is he a basketball player?
When Rahul told them he was Jesse Jackson, a light bulb went off.
And then there was this moment of recognition where they heard the Jackson name, and one of them said with great excitement, is he a member of the Jackson Five? The Jackson name is very popular in India. It's Michael rather than Jesse. And I think as he leaves India, it's probably still the same.
This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.